The Warriors starting a four-game road trip in Charlotte facing the Hornets in a Monday night matchup. Each of the Warriors starters with a double-digit scoring effort. Klay Thompson helping get things going early and finished with the team-high 26 points. Kevin Durant had 20 points and 7 rebounds on the night. Stephen Curry adding 16 points and 6 assists with 4 trays. Draymond Green, a strong night with 14 points, 8 rebounds, and 10 assists. And DeMarcus Cousins with 24 points and 11 boards in 31 minutes of work as the Warriors take it 121 to 110 the final.
I think, you know, when you're on the road, you tend to be a little more on edge. You know, you're threatened. And so I think we've been doing a good job the last 6 weeks or so of being prepared, being ready on the road. And I think tonight we were a little embarrassed by our last game at Oracle a couple nights ago. So, for the most part, the focus was pretty good.
What do you think helped get DeMarcus going in?
Talent. Yeah, I mean, he's just unbelievably skilled, big man, and sooner or later that talent takes over.
Is this his best game, do you think?
He's had a couple other good ones, but he looked, this is the happiest he's looked. You know, he looked the most comfortable tonight, and he made a couple moves around the hoop where he showed great agility, and so I think he looked this is the best he's looked. I don't know what he would say if you asked him if it was his best game, but he looked great.
Steve, how important do you think mental it was for him to get to that 31 minute mark?
I think he has been hoping to up his minutes. He's told me that. I'm well aware of that. And he played really well tonight, and so we were very comfortable with the rotation and the way it worked out.
Kind of an off night for Steph, and of course you have so much firepower, but what do you attribute that to, just one of those nights?
It's never easy coming back to your hometown, especially for somebody like Steph, who's like the mayor here. Everybody knows him in the stands, and so I don't know. He's so dynamic, so talented, that. But everybody once in a while has a game where things don't go exactly to plan, and tonight was one of those games for Steph, but no concern for that.
Parts of the game where you guys had some bad turnovers. I know there was a 2-minute stretch where you took 2 timeouts and didn't look happy. I mean, are you happy coming out of this game?
I think... happy's probably the wrong word. I mean, anytime you win, you got to be satisfied in the NBA. So I'm satisfied with the win, satisfied with some of the game, not all of it. I thought we had some pockets where we needed to tighten things up, and hopefully we can do that on this trip.
When Cousins threw the shoe, did you think he deserved a tech for that, or was he just trying to get it out of the way?
I don't know what the rule is. I don't know if there's an automatic rule that if you toss the other guy's shoe out of bounds. On the other hand, it's right in the way. You know, somebody could get injured out there. So I wasn't really aware of what the rule was. He got the technical, so I guess that's the rule.
Draymond obviously had a good game, but did he come out all right with the ankle?
Yeah. Draymond came out well. I thought he played great. Had a really good night.
After we heard from Coach Kerr in the post game, we also listened in to what Stephen Curry had to say.
Kind of ugly at times, but you know, I think we played harder than we did against Houston, and understood how to withstand their runs and collective effort. Didn't shoot the ball well, but everybody contributed. DeMarcus was unbelievable tonight in his minutes. KD made huge plays, especially in the first half, to keep us afloat. Klay was efficient all night. Draymond with the all-around game, so and our bench guys contributed, you know, all night. So just understanding again, our bounce back has to be solid, like it has been before.
Steph, given some of DeMarcus's recent struggles, were there any things you guys are doing in particular to try to make him feel comfortable?
No, we play within our offense. I mean, we understand we move the ball well, we set screens for each other, move bodies. Somebody's gonna be open. And he was aggressive tonight, finishing at the rim, taking his shot when he was open, just trying to keep things simple. And that's what we expect. It's only going to continue to get better, so baby steps.
Is it frustrating you couldn't get going in your hometown you know, home building again, or do you attribute that to anything, or it just is what it is?
It is what it is. I mean, had nights like that before. Just, you obviously want to shoot the lights out when you're here, because it's my one time coming here. From the All-Star game to this, I think I'm like a collective, let me do the math in my head, like 8 for 31 or something like that from three. So, not great, but you know, I enjoy the atmosphere, try to do little things, help my team win, not get caught up in the stats when we're winning games.
How important was it for you guys to start this road trip with a win?
This was the game that was in front of us. It was big. I mean, we talked about how, we, you know, 48 hours ago was not a great feeling. So crossing the country, starting a four-game road trip off the right way, it was good momentum, or starting to build good momentum. And I told the guys before we left the hallway to take the court, I need this one in Charlotte, so they helped me out.
You ever seen somebody get a tee for throwing a shoe?
Oh, plenty of times. I think it's happened. He just got to be a little bit more delicate throwing it to the sideline, like horseshoes, you know? Just got to touch the line and let it sit down, not throw it in the stands. He's too strong, that's all. Too strong.
Wednesday night, the Warriors face the Heat in Miami. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.